Highbridge Company and the Mysterious Press present The Old Turk's Load by Gregory Gibson. Read by R.C. Bray. Original material, copyright 2013, Gregory Gibson. Recording copyright 2013, Highbridge Company, and recorded by arrangement with Mysterious Press, an imprint of Grove Atlantic, Inc. The Street Brothers. The Street Brothers weren't really brothers. They were from L.A., and they always worked together, and their names happened to be Woody and Vince. It was their East Coast colleagues who, for reasons known only to gangsters with ninth-grade educations, had given them the brothers' handle. In the summer of 1967, they spent a long afternoon on the New Jersey piers producing documentation, dealing with brokers, paying fees, and filling out customs forms in order to take possession of a custom-built Porsche straight from the factory via Marseille. Woody passed the time by thinking about cars he had owned in the 35 years he'd been alive. His father had worked for the phone company, and what with the war, it wasn't like his family got a new car every year. He had childhood memories of a black 39 Packard, the way the trunk humped up and back, combined somehow with ice cream cones and gas rationing coupon books. Then the 52 Chevy Fleetline, used but cherry, with full trim and power glide. His first car. The 55 Mercury Monterey, back to a Chevy in 57, Mercs again in 61 and 65, then his current 67 Lincoln with the tinted glass. It took a while to sort through the succession of models, with their accessories and combinations of tans, canaries, burgundy, slates, and leather, chrome, or wood grain finishes, interior and exterior.